Previously on Corporate Homie.
Lessons learned from the movie Harriet about Harriet Tubman.
It's a bar fight. Get in there and get some vibe.
Sometimes winning is lonely.
Never forget from where you come.
I'm the leader of this group. We do what I say.
On today's episode of Corporate Homie, how to make more time for yourself.
Eliminate time wasters.
I rarely just sit down and watch TV.
Preparation, preparation, preparation.
Hey, homies.
What's up, homies?
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast.
Woo woo. Welcome back. Welcome back.
We really appreciate you guys listening. And please, if you're enjoying the podcast, please drop us a 5-star review in Apple iTunes. All right. Well, let's get right into this episode. This one is about how to make more time for yourself.
Right. You know, I hate that phrase. You know, everybody has the same 24 hours. Beyonce has
the same.
That's not true. Oprah does not have the 24 hours you have. You know, celebrities don't have the 24 hours that you have. So we want to talk about how.
And look, and I like that because let me say this, Bimitra, even some of the people you're envying on social media. One of the things I've learned is one of the people that I follow and I'm always so impressed that she gets so much done. I just learned that her mother-in-law lives with her.
Right.
And so you're like, she doesn't have the same 24 hours. Oh, because all of a sudden you're like, if you have a mom that lives who helps you with your kids so then you can make your meals from scratch, or she makes the meals from scratch so you can do the activity with your kids, or that you have a live-in babysitter so you can get to the gym and go work out, that's not the same 24. Again, that's not the same 24 hours. So it don't even have to be somebody famous.
Yeah, so this is about how the homies can get time back in their schedule.
So, okay, my first tip is start early. Like, you never know how much time something's going to take. And this is especially for work projects or even home projects. And you don't know what's going to be on your plate for tomorrow. So go ahead and get as much accomplished today as you can, or go ahead and start the project today, because that'll free up time for you later, as opposed to waiting to get started.
I couldn't agree more. I find that I call it my 15-minute rule. Whenever I start things 15 minutes earlier than I intend, it takes up, even like when we're recording. Like, if we say we're going to start recording at 1 o'clock, we don't get started till 1:12. By the time everybody, like, gets their water, gets set up, gets their notes, you know, that type of thing. So, if you can set up, you know, a little bit earlier, it can make a big difference. So, I could not agree more. My first tip is eliminate time wasters. Time wasters are things like watching TV while you do nothing else. For people who are busy, you got to find a way, in my Carolyn Liggins voice, you guys got to need to learn how to multitask. Fold your clothes while you're talking on the phone, which is what she used to tell us when we were kids. For me, that means that maybe you watch TV while you're on the elliptical machine or while you're at the gym on the treadmill. So finding ways to eliminate time wasters.
Yeah, I definitely, and I know that is from Mama, I rarely just sit down and watch TV. I watch TV and clean out my junk mailbox. I watch TV and make dinner. I watch TV and call a friend to catch up, but rarely. I think that's a perfect example, of doing that is to kind of multitask with something in there. My next tip is just say no. And if you're caught up on the podcast, you know we did a whole November episode, but the truth is you can't do everything. You have to prioritize. And you have to be, and this is, I'm talking to myself here, you can't be afraid of changing the importance. So something could have been higher on your list and then it could move lower on your list, but all of that will give you more time back to do some other things if you start saying no to something else.
Yeah, the just say no, like you said, we did the November, is really important. And just as a reminder to the homies, not I can't, because I can't sounds like that there is flexibility and that they might can, as you would say, Demetra, you might get help you to a yes. So it's not that I can't. The answer is no. So I love that point. One of my next tip is preparation. If you can do things the night before, you can get a lot of time in your day back. Prepping food the night before, pulling out the clothes that you're going to wear and ironing them the night before, putting together your to-do list for the next day the night before.
I'm just laughing because that made me laugh. I saw a meme just yesterday that said, I have three small children. It's hard for me to get my breakfast ready in the morning. And someone commented, well, you should prep at night. And she said, oh, maybe I didn't mention. They live with me. They're with me at night. And so I don't have children, but it just was so funny to me because the person was like, well, maybe you could, you could prep at night. She said, oh, maybe I forgot to mention. They live here. They're here at night too. But I do agree with you that oftentimes, and I find that like I am not a morning person. I do not enjoy anything about early morning things. And so when I do want to do something in the morning, like work out, I have found it's better for me if I go ahead and lay my clothes out. That's just an example of like to get something done or go ahead and, write my to-do list out the night before so that when I get in the office, I'm ready to go. So I do think you're absolutely right. Just a little bit of preparation time.
It can go a long way in giving you time back
the
next day.
Yep.
Even if you,
and it keeps you from fumbling it around. Right. Yes. I mean, that's a perfect example. I had to do that today to get ready for the podcast. I knew I was going to try to go and I just laid everything out. Before my next thing is block out time. If you start actually thinking about how much time you think it takes to do something and you block an appropriate amount of time on your schedule, and I'm big on this, and you've probably heard me talk about this on a productivity or procrastination episode. I try to do that with my calendar where I'm like, okay, I need to read a brief, so let's block out time, or I need to give comments back to Emotion, block out time for that, or even I need to outline episodes for Corporate Homie. But I'm also learning that I do that for personal activities too. Like if I want to put up my Christmas decorations, I need to figure out how to block time out in my schedule to do that. Or I'm going to be work. I need an hour to just work on making the travel arrangements for Christmas so that you start giving yourself more realistic idea of how long it takes. And then that'll help you find other time, other places.
I like the time blocking tip a lot. What happens to me is I've blocked the time in my mind. It doesn't make it to my calendar, and then somebody else puts something else on my calendar, and then I think, no, I was going to spend that 2 hours in between a meeting working on this. And so I have to make myself for the task, not necessarily the meetings, but that task, like you said, prepping for something to make it to my calendar so that people don't think that I'm open and then fill the time for me. But I do like that idea of time blocking. I would say my next tip is do not check email or social media the first thing in the morning. Do something else in the morning. Read your devotional, go to the gym, make breakfast. I just find that when you get up and you start with a device, you're already behind the power curve for the day because you're in reactive mode and not proactive mode. And I know so many people, you can tell, especially because Instagram will tell you what time of day people are on. And you think like, gosh, they got up and the first thing they did was grab their phone. It's 4:34 a.m. And then next thing you know, you're on a timeline, time suck. And now you late for work because you've been scrolling through Instagram for 20 minutes when you could have been doing something productive.
I think that is a really good point. And a lot of times I think people don't even understand that. I think they probably get that social media can be a time suck, but email as well. And I think you're absolutely right. You end up end up reacting when you're checking email. And then I also would just add this to that point. When you check social media, a lot of times you shouldn't spend the first part of your mental day looking at how someone else is living their life.
In comparison mode, yeah.
Yes. Because we know that comparison is the thief of joy and it does all this stuff. And so why would you start the day looking and being like, oh, Bimitra already got a workout in, I didn't. Or, oh, because you, for the time you're sitting there doing, like you said, that 20 minutes, you could have gotten your workout
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you could have done a beach body or something. Yeah, so.
Yes. So my next tip is, if you want to have more time back in your own schedule, is delegate and outsource. So a lot of times people, like you said, you don't have the same 24 hours, but there are ways to give yourself more time. And one of those ways is to just not try to do every single thing for yourself. So at work, that might mean that you don't have to start the draft. You give that to your assistant or your junior, your person who's on your junior person on your team, to tell them to start the draft. So then that you're not trying to create that. At home, it might look like, you know, you have someone come in and help you clean the house, or they clean the house twice a month. Or maybe you have a mother's helper and they come in and they wash the baby's clothes and sanitize all the toys, and you have somebody come in and do that once a week. And then all of a sudden, now you have time to sit down and play with the baby because you're not, you know, washing clothes and doing all those things. Just finding ways to, oh, and here's the last one. You might actually ask your partner to help you with something instead of you trying to make all the phone calls and schedule every person. Yes, you say like, look, we need to get the plumber done, and you actually give that to your partner, and here, wait for it, let them handle it the way that they're gonna handle it.
But I would also say, we've talked about this on previous episodes, but I can't stress this enough, because, you know, we all have, you know, people in our lives that make us feel guilty for outsourcing. You know, I would say at least twice a year, somebody in my life makes a snide comment about my having a cleaning lady. And I'm at an age now where I'm like, you should get you a cleaning lady. You know, okay. Like, why are you on your hands and knees scrubbing floors on a Saturday when you work 80 hours a week? And yes, I do want to do some things that I want to do, because I'm interested in not surviving in this life, but being happy. And so that means I want to have time to do the things that I want to do. So one of my favorite friends on social media, she'll put things up like, I'm at the gym while my person is Instacart shopping. I'm grocery shopping and exercising at the same time. And I don't see that as a bragging or what have you. Outsourcing is not a bad thing, and it allows you to make sure that you're having a chance to do some fun things. Like you said, now you've got time to go on a date with your partner potentially, or spend time with the kids, or make the homemade meal or whatever. So the outsourcing thing, I don't think is bad at all. My next point is set daily goals. So many times we feel like we are just on a hamster wheel in our day, and we're just reacting to the day, and that's because we don't have specific things that we want to accomplish for that day. If you wake up every day and you're just like, I'm going to work and I'm gonna let the day come to me, you're gonna always feel like you did not have a productive day. And we talked about this in our time management episode with the most important task of the day. But setting daily goals will at least help you feel like, okay, this was a crazy day, but the three most important things to get done this day got done. And so as crazy as the day was, it was productive. So I would say set daily goals, and it'll also keep you from doing that stuff that ends up being time wasters, because you know what you've got to get done for the day.
Yeah, that's a really good point, the setting daily goals. And, you know, if you find that you have a day, like you said, if you may not have gotten everything done on your list, but if you set the MIT, the most important task, you know, then you'll know, oh, I got this done. And one of the tips I got from you is, like, if you forget to do a daily task list and you haven't set daily goals, and you get home and you're like, gosh, that day beat me down, sometimes it's helpful to sit down and write down everything you got done already. And right. Then you won't go to bed that night or feel so unproductive when you actually look back. Yep. And look back and be like, look, I actually accomplished some good things today. My next tip was stop running so many errands. There's so much, kind of to what you were just saying, there's so many things that you don't actually have to go to the grocery store anymore. You don't have to go get paper towels. You don't have to go get lotion and soap. You can order those things. You don't have to get the dog's dog food. There are so many things that you don't even need to outsource. You just need to sit down at the computer and order. And that, imagine if you take out going to the grocery store, how much time you put back in your day. anything that you can sort of order online. And now with all the competition, everybody does all this free shipping and curbside pickup and all of that. So it's not even costing you more money, but it does put an extreme amount of additional time in your day.
The people who I see that are still physically running every errand that they have, they don't believe their time that their time has value. Once you believe that your time has value, you won't do things like that. But that is a value and a mindset that you have to change, right? Because if you think like, oh, it's no problem, I'll just go do that, and you don't think about, okay, by the time I get in the car, crank the car, drive there, do that, come back. Because here's the thing, even if something is 15 minutes away, it's 15 minutes there and back, that's 30 minutes, and it's a minimum of 15, 20 minutes to do it in that store, that is an hour.
That's an hour.
That's an hour.
No matter what the task.
No matter what that task is, and that's an hour that you could be doing something else. And like you said, today, everybody's competing with everybody. There's not even really any cost to this stuff other than what the stuff costs, because everybody's got free delivery or free pickup. I mean, every store you go in now is basically trying to compete with Amazon. So they're saying, you know, we'll do it for you. So until you believe that your time is important, you're going to continue to run around and do all of your errands yourself, like buying, like you said, paper towels and the whatnot. My next one is minimize social media. And for some people, that means that they need to delete it from their phone or hide it. I just feel like it becomes, you intend to get on there for 5 minutes, and next thing you know, you're on there for 20 minutes, and then you haven't started on your most important task of the day, or you get in a wormhole about something. I love that the iPhone tells you now if your screen time was up or down from last week, from the previous week. And my goal is for her to always be down from the previous week. I read a statistic, I don't know how true it is, it said something like people pick up their phone like 115 times an hour. Like, that's a lot.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's just a lot of, like, and it's like, what are you looking for? Right? 115 times an hour. Now, some of that is work, obviously, but some of that's not work.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I had that too. I had cut out so much social media as well. I mean, it, like you said, I mean, there's just no question that it's a time suck, and you could easily get more time back in if you're not on, you know, a platform that's just really allowing you to watch other people's time. So unless you earn some money or get some currency from doing so much social media, you should cut some of that out.
Hello, somebody.
In the same vein, my last tip was stop watching so much TV. I'm always fascinated at how much TV people watch. Like, I actually desire to watch more TV. Like, there are so many shows that I want to see that I can't get to, but it's hard to have a very productive life and sit down and watch TV for 2 and 3 hours a day. And if you're, you know, and people are like, I don't watch TV like that. But if you start listening to them, they're like, I watch This Is Us, and then I watch the so-and-so, and I watch the such-and-so. And that's a lot. So unless you're combining that, which was sort of your tip at the beginning, with you're watching TV and doing something else, you're not going to get to watch that. You can't watch that much TV.
Right. And then my last tip is, and I do this, I have friends that do this and loved ones that do this. You don't wait till the last minute to get things done, because that prevents you from getting time back in your day. What I mean by that is, you know that you're going out of town. Don't pack the morning of, or don't pack at midnight. Pack a few things at a time, few days in advance. If you're having an event, don't run all of your errands the morning of that event. You know, that kind of stuff creates stress, and it keeps you from getting time back into your day. So, like, if you know, like, you know, I know I've got a friend who's very good at this. When she's going on vacation, she'll start to pull outfits out weeks in advance, and jewelry and shoes. And so by the time it's time to go, like, she's packed like 4 days ahead of time, right? I'm not that person. I'm always the person that's literally the night before, the morning of, packing. And then I'm always the person that's like, shucks, I forgot my belt, or now I gotta go buy this, and now I'm costing myself money while I'm out of town. So to the extent that whenever you have something going on, an event, a trip, and you can do that stuff in advance, I think you should do that as much as you can in advance.
Yeah, well, that takes us full circle, because, you know, my first tip was start early. So, like, that's just like a full circle. That's the same thing. So, as always, we really appreciate you listening. As we said at the top of the episode, we really would appreciate a 5-star review Also, if you have a topic that you would like covered, please contact us on social media in the direct message or send us an email at questions@corporatehomie.com.
And as always, thank you for listening. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies. All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.